So let me ask you a question. Have you ever just wanted to be a better version of yourself? My guess is if you're here right now, and you are, the answer is yes. And you can do it in less than 15 minutes with Blinkist. Check out Blinkist, B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/boost. You'll get 25% off a premium membership and a 7-day free trial to check it all out. Blinkist.com/boost. How are you? Happy Monday. Is it a happy Monday, or are you still dragging out of bed on a Monday morning going, oh my God, another Zoom call all day long today. What am I going to do? Or are you excited about it? I don't know. Are you self-sabotaging yourself? Have you found yourself doing that? We can fix that. I had a very busy week, and I found myself really doubling down on commitment to things I want to do because we just, all hell broke loose. It happens sometimes, right? Just things are going well. Life begins when you move. That's what we know. And then life gets in the way and all hell breaks loose and then you got to fix it. So we'll talk about that today, but are you the problem? Stop it. It's silly. Don't do that. We'll do that. We'll talk about that today, okay? It is a daily boost from motivationtomove.com since 2006. Pushing down on 50 million downloads now. It's huge, the number of folks who tune in every single day. You are one of tens of thousands, probably close to about 100,000 that will tune in this program sometime today and tomorrow to listen and just essentially get motivated. But what does that really mean? Because some people show up and they come here real close to me, okay? Some people say, Scott, it's all about motivation. I got to get the motivation. Let me tell you, I've learned something over time. The motivation is almost automatic. It really is. As soon as you can wrap your head around what you want to do and get excited about it, take some action and get into it. As soon as you can do that, which is why we say stand up, take a step, repeat, get you moving, get you excited. If I could take you by the hand today and get inside your head and get you so excited that you couldn't hold yourself down, your motivation is automatic. So pay attention to the strategies I teach today and tomorrow and the next day and just every day of the week. Because that's really what it's all about. It's giving you a way to take a step down that path. That's what's going to fire you up and get you exactly what you want. How are you? My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com. You know that by now. Got a sponsor today, then we'll get on with the show. It is Blinkist. They've been around for a long time. I love Blinkist because they really do help you be a better version of yourself. Fastest way to do that is to learn a new topic or a skill or to revisit one you've learned about before or maybe get up to speed on something that everybody's talking about. And that's what I use Blinkist for, frankly. You can really broaden your horizons. And the more education you give yourself, the better off it's going to be. You got to grow. That's where Blinkist and the Blinkist app come in. Blinkist takes top nonfiction titles. They pull them out, all the key takeaways, and they put them into text or audio explainers. They call them blinks. And they do it in about 15 minutes. You can read it. You can listen to it. Get all the best possible information. Philosophy, history, science, psychology, health, nutrition, personal growth, whatever you want. Thousands of titles, 27 different categories, the best knowledge to choose from. And I'll tell you what, if you like podcasts, you'll love their shortcasts. These are basically blinks for podcasts. They shorten them up for you. So lately, I have been I've been into a couple things. One, my morning routine on Blinkist and how to make people like you in 90 seconds or less. I recommend those for you. Right now, Blinkist has a special offer for you. Just go to Blinkist.com/boost. You'll get a 7-day free trial plus 25% off a Blinkist premium membership. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/boost to get 25% off a premium membership and a 7-day free trial, Blinkist.com/boost. Check them out. You're going to love them. A lot of people say, I don't know how many, it's like 15 million, something like that right now. It's a huge number. Before we get going today, this is really, really important that you do this consistently. You need to do your homework. It's something I've asked for 15 years now. And all I mean is this. Sit down today when this podcast is over. Take a few minutes. I'm telling you, do this. When it's over, pause the podcast. Don't get back into real life for a couple of minutes. And just ask yourself, how's my life going? And review the different roles of your life, the areas, your job, your relationships, where you live, your goals, all those. Just kind of look at a few things you're doing. Is it going well? Do I like it? Do I want to keep it? Or do I have to make some changes and maybe move things down the road a little bit? If you'll do that and make a couple of different notes about it, I will promise you this. Your subconscious mind will kick in. It will now become a conscious decision for you to make the change in your life. And it'll start to happen almost magically, automatically, as a lot of people like to say. I hate that word. Why did I say that word? Nonetheless, do your homework today and watch what happens. So let's talk about that old self-sabotage thing and why you're doing it and how you can change this. So when I first started my business 20 years ago, this business, I was stressed out. I was working long hours. I was missing workouts, sleep, my family, the whole thing. I was determined for success, even if it killed me. Have you ever been there before? Even if it kills me, I'm going to do this. I've had clients say, yes, as long as I don't mind getting sick. I don't mind getting hurt. I don't think it's going to kill me. I'll survive it until I get successful. I said, maybe. Have you ever been that way? Tell you what, I was wearing myself out about 20 years ago. It was 2 a.m. It was a Saturday morning. I was at my office with a big old bottle of wine. I'm not talking a regular bottle, like the double-sized bottle on my desk. And I was like, you know, having a little pity party as I was working so hard to get things done. I was kind of mad, and I was thinking bad things about myself because I was just busy and tired. I was feeling a little bit lost. I had a full bladder of wine, too. I'll take care of that. So what I did is I stumbled my way back into the restroom, and I was going to take care of business there, but there in the mirror was me, a reflection that kind of came back at me. I know a lot of entrepreneurs. I know a lot of folks who have regular jobs. I know entrepreneurs have regular jobs, sort of, kind of, I guess, that have done this before. Maybe you've done it before. Maybe you've been up at 2 o'clock in the morning with a bottle of wine wondering what the hell is happening. What are you going to do about it? That particular day, here I was starting this motivation to move thing, and I was helping people all over the world, and yet I was not happy. When I looked at that reflection in that mirror 20 years ago, that was not the man that I was on the inside. I looked into my eyes. I never forget it. I wasn't mad. I was sad. Success was proving harder and harder and harder than I thought it would be, than he thought it would be, that guy in the mirror. I was kind of lying to himself about why. So was that mean I was lying to myself? I was trying to maybe find a direction, a way to get out to, you know, to distract myself from what was going on. We all do that. Get to the weekend and just blow up and go. Sometimes it happens every single day. It was a very surreal moment, but I realized what I was really doing was questioning my commitment. How could I get myself up every single day and say I was committed and yet allow myself to self-sabotage, to not take the time off on the weekend, to have that big old bottle of wine? How could I possibly honor my commitment if I allowed myself to do that? How could I commit to taking on a difficult challenge and complain and it was too difficult? How could I do that? How could I ever get what I wanted if my commitment was just a big lie I was telling myself? A lot of folks do that. I run into that in coaching all the time. I check with people. I double check. They say they're committed. I validate that and find out they're not really. Either I was committed to my goal or I wasn't. Either you are or you're not. So when I looked into the eyes of that stranger in the mirror, I saw a little bit of a glimmer of my old self, and I realized that everything was going to be self-inflicted in my life, whether it be good or bad. Didn't really matter. I started using that term a long time ago. It's self-inflicted. I had to stop blaming myself for the challenges. And it was kind of a moment of reckoning. It was a moment when the commitment returned into my eyes and the relief disappeared. You could see it go away my shoulders. It's like Yoda came in and said, succeed or not succeed. Both are self-inflicted. There is no try. There is only commitment. So if you're finding yourself sabotaging yourself, possibly slowing yourself down a little bit, and you're wondering why you're doing it. Mine was a bottle of wine and just working too hard and wearing myself out. What happened was I had this big goal and this big commitment, and all I really had to do was just take a breath. And I will tell you, over the last 20 years, including the past couple of weeks, we have tech issues, moving into a new house, the whole thing, the whole office thing has changed. It has been one challenge after another. In fact, last week, it was nonstop. That's why I brought this up, because I was sitting here thinking, hey, I know how to do all this stuff. I do it all the time. But man, this is tough this past week. I was up out of bed at 2:30 in the morning because there was stuff that had to get taken care of because it was an operating business that's doing business all around the world, and there was stuff happening that needed to be dealt with, and I was up. And I got to tell you, when I got to Wednesday or Thursday, I was like, oh my God, when am I going to fix this? Complete tech failures, things all over the place falling apart. The staff is going, what are we going to do here? And all I could say was this. Let's stay at it. We know what we're doing. Let's stay committed to exactly what we want to do and take a breath and relax, but just keep that head down and stay committed to the goal that we set off on. That's all we could do. And I'll tell you what, you may want to cry in your beer, grab a bottle of wine. You may want to crawl up in the corner in the fetal position and cry and wonder, when is your turn coming? And I will tell you this, your turn is right now. And you will rise to the challenge when you realize your commitment takes you well beyond self-sabotage. You want it, how bad you want it. If you want it bad enough and you're willing just to, well, as they say, just suck it up and get down to it, you'll get it to happen. So don't let anything push you down today. Just literally, I promise I would never say literally again, I just did. If you run into a moment today when things sound overwhelming and too overwhelming, just remember that commitment and rise to the challenge and say, nope, let's go. Keep going until you get what you want. That's how it happens. All right, I got a big week of shows coming up. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. If you're not getting all those shows, that means that you are not a premium member of the Daily Boost. If you're hearing the commercials that we air, it means you're not a premium member. If you're not getting my Daily Nugget, if you're not getting my Daily Click, the text message I send out, if you're not staying motivated, stay inspired every single day, it means you're not a member and getting the Daily Boost Premium. If that's something you'd like to do, I do have an option for you just for the podcast, and there's also a coaching option. Not very inexpensive, but you might want to do that. Get over to motivationtomove.com, get signed up. I'll be back here on iTunes and Spotify and just all over the place with another Daily Boost for you. Actually, tomorrow we'll be back as well.